path. Mm. The homeowner said he's had a bee problem for months, but was not aware that they were nested so comfortably in his home.
I will take the honey.
Leave the bees.
No thanks to the bees. I swell up when those things sting me. Wales. That's in England.
I was going to say Wales. Ooh, or Wales. Cheerio.
Ospreys rugby hooker Scott Baldwin missed a match against the Cheetahs of South Africa last Friday and received no sympathy at all from his coach for his injury. Speaking to the media, Ospreys coach Steve Tandy said, quote, "There was an incident with a lion, but in fairness, it had nothing to do with the lion." "He did bite Scott, but when you put your hand in a fence where there is a lion, then you will get bitten."
Yeah,
it was
fair.
Pretty stupid on Scott's behalf, and he is pretty lucky. I don't know what sort of wildlife show Scott has been watching where you can pat a lion on the head as if it is a kitten. Don't pet the lion.
Do not pet the lion.
That is the lesson we learned. That is all the time we have this week on The Town with Mikey D coming up in just a moment. Until next time, Shea Spillane.
I love you all.
And I am Derek Gary. Until next week, stay safe, everybody. I'm Phil. We have Petty Morals coming in the studio in a little bit. But, you know, I'm going to start off
with kind of an epic. You're listening on the Tom and Mikey D, 91.5 WMFU. Thank you.
okay to have one more drink before I drive home? I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Radio. Reform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
You call your limousine, go to any club you want. When you're feeling hungry, you buy the restaurant. Women come right to your door, champagne and cocaine too. You don't have to lift a finger, don't have to tie your shoes. Welcome to the 1%. You got women, song, and wine. You don't matter how much you spend, 'cause brother, you're doing fine. You made it to that 1%. Still, you're wanting more. Your house, it is a golden pit with locks on every door. You got double-barreled lattes, beluga on a plate, a banker for a buddy, and a model for a date. I'm in your private jet, seats are leather clad. You live in blissful ignorance of a world that's going mad. Welcome to the 1%. You got women, song, and wine. It don't matter how much you spend, 'cause brother, you're doing fine. You made it to that 1%. Still, you're wanting more. Your house, it is a golden pen with locks on every door.
91.5 WMFO. That was Psychic Dog with Long Weekend from the Lunch Went Well record. Before that, I had Telemore. Brand new stuff. Like, hot spanking new from producer Bob. He brought it to me. Brand new Telemore. That was Welcome to the 1%. Dirt Cat gave you a cover of Neutral Milk Hotel's Engine. That is the latest in the American Singles Project benefiting the ACLU. You can go to wearenottrump.bandcamp.com to go check out all of the singles. I think that they're up to 14 now. 14 singles. And all of the proceeds go to the ACLU. All right. And I started that off with A Walk in the Ocean because I freaking love that song. And it's a big epic song. And it just rocks. Anyway, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Phil. Petty Morals will be in a little bit. But in the meantime, let's change things up a little bit. 91.5 WMFO.
Hot tamale baby.
Make mistakes.
You're listening to On the Tell Mikey D. That was Lady Pills with an old song. And I have some special guests in here. Speaking of Lady Pills.
Special. We're ladies.
Give us pills.
Kind of.
They're ladies and they want pills.
Is Lorac really a lady, though?
No.
No?
Maybe 50%.
Her legs aren't crossed.
No.
Uh-oh.
No. I gotta let the mirror
Her
out.
Balls are too big.
Yeah.
What? Yes,
can I say that?
Yes.
Okay. You can say balls.
We have... Do you just want to get that out?
I'm speechless.
Balls. Yeah, I know. It's like Tourette's.
Earmuffs.
You want to Tourette's the rest of the segment?
Yes.
We have to.
We have petty morals in here.
Yay!
I've been looking forward to this. I love when you guys come in because you guys put out new stuff
crazy.
All the time and crazy and...
Cheery.
We are pretty prolific.
You
I
are.
I must say so myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have a new EP coming out and a big show. When is it? This Sunday?
Sunday.
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 At once ballroom. We're going to sell you the seat, but you're only going to need the edge.
Are there going to be any
no.
chairs there?
There's no,
no.
seats, no.
No, you just cannot sit at a rock.
Just
no.
edges.
We just actually got chairs and cut off the edges of them, and we have those set up.
Okay.
They're
are
just
you
backs.
Going to, are you going to sell that at the
yeah,
flea market?
That. It's like half price,
yes.
yeah.
Yes. No, we only sit on the legs.
Oh,
no.
You only
oh.
Wow. All right.
Go, Auntie.
Yeah.
Hiya.
Well, you guys have given Viva Gina a run for their money with that one.
We can talk innuendo if you want to drink too.
There you go. No, so they have the ballroom blitz at mm-hmm. once this Sunday. It's an early show. We were talking about early shows yep. off air when you guys came in with Bearstronauts.
Mm-hmm. That show was amazing.
Early show, and
this
everyone
is a
was
lot
loving
earlier.
It. Yeah, this is like almost like churchy early.
Well, actually,
the church.
Yeah. Funny you mention that. The reason we have to get out of there and stop playing by 7:30 is because there's a church that is like, quiet down. We're talking about Jesus, or whatever they're saying. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
At there's, once.
At
there's
once.
Like, upstairs, there's like a. I think it's a Brazilian-based yep. church, and they. Have their
Sunday nights. They're okay. quiet for Jesus.
Yeah, so we have to be done.
Or is it Jesus?
Well, yeah,
Jesus.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it's the most amazing type of show because all of our friends that can't stay out too late can actually come to the show. They can actually bring their kids to the mm-hmm. show.
Yeah.
It starts
all
at 2 p.m. If people like to shop. We have that at the show. Mm-hmm. People like to browse. We have a flea market. You can browse a flea
There's
market.
An art show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you can look at art while you at. You can look at at yeah. while you wait.
Spelled yeah. A-H-T.
A-H-T. Yeah.
And you can drink. You can have your little Chardonnay and get a little relaxed. Everything happens before 8 p.m. bedtime.
And it is a holiday weekend, so even
right.
if...
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So you can
Indigenous people.
Not everybody
yeah.
has
Sleep
it off.
The next
but,
day.
Yeah. Right. But
you know,
I figured
but
maybe
I
at least 50%.
So who cares?
Off.
You can have a hangover the next day. Commit.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Also, fun fact, it's Helen, our old
Singer.
Jess. It's her birthday on Sunday, so
old
I actually...
Jess?
Yeah. Previous to Jess. And I texted her today being like, hey, it's your birthday. How about you come to our show? Because guess what? You can bring Marty.
Yeah.
And you can go shopping.
There's a whole bunch of people I know that are bringing their kids.
Yep.
I even invited my mom. And
yeah,
my
invited
mom
my mother
was
too.
Like stoked. And then she was like, oh, I'm having a ladies' weekend with yep. my friends. I'm like...
Invite
well,
them. I know.
No, they're going to like Maine or somewhere cool and nice.
That's
so.
Not cooler than this yeah. show.
I was going to say this show's pretty cool and nice.
I know.
Yeah,
so
this show's going to be amazing.
My mother's response was, maybe your father would like to go. I'm like, well, he never leaves the house.
No.
So probably not.
This show's so amazing. We have a flea market run by Helen.
Well, by Cheryl.
Cheryl
Bull.
Helen
of
Handbasket.
Chi-Chi the Bears.
Though.
Yeah, Helen Handbasket.
Yeah.
On Instagram. She has the most amazing Instagram. She does the most amazing photos. Mm-hmm. We have an art show run by Nicole Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Who is pretty freaking incredible.
And if that is not enough, we have four amazing bands to rock you into oblivion, to rock you to sleep. We have the Daisies, who are opening the show,
mm-hmm.
followed by Muck and the Myers, followed by Petty Morals. And then closing out the show, we have Lady Pills. So it's going to be...
Just
who I just played, yeah.
It's a jam-packed... Day, a pre-Columbus Day weekend, better than Topsfield Fair. You can get tacos at once. I'm sure they could deep fry it for you if you wanted to.
I don't know if their kitchen's going to be open.
Oh.
Well, Highland Kitchen. Highland Kitchens is
yeah, right. Yeah, Highland Kitchen's right down the
street. But there's food around the area.
Great cocktails, anyway.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah, no, very good company. Cocktails. Yeah, absolutely. But if you come for the food.
I mean, I was looking at the show and I'm like, this says two of my ultimate favorite things, Boston music and flea markets.
Right on. No, yeah. So I love to shop.
That's it. That's one of the things I love to do on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm. I love to browse.
Go to a flea market, especially the outdoor ones where you're walking for miles.
Oh, the ones that are in a yard? What are those called?
Yard sales?
Shut up.
Ty told that joke.
It wasn't a joke. It was really real. I bought this thing in someone's yard. Like, was it a yard sale? For $5.
Or was it a garage sale?
No, it was
but
a
the cool thing.
It was a sidewalk sale.
Sidewalk sale.
They were selling it on the sidewalk.
But the cool thing about this flea market, this sale, is that you can buy a mimosa or maybe a Bloody Mary or whatever you want. And you can browse.
You can drink and shop. You can drink and browse. You can look at
and
art
buy a
and
record.
Drink. You can hold your child's hand and drink. They won't know. It looks red.
Exactly. Who do we have for vendors? We have a lot of cool stuff. We have a lot of records.
We have Mars Records.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mars Records, the very sweet, very sweet.
And most tightly curated collection that you will find.
Yep. It's a tightly curated.
And out of sight. We also have Fine.
Bex Fine has all of her awesome stuff that she's going to be putting out there.
She uses comic books and puts some on accessories like shoes and bows and shoes.
I bought a great vintage sweater from her last year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was like $5 and it's awesome.
Was it at Yard? Did you buy it in
It was in a garage, actually.
We also have Sonic Box.
Yep.
Stompbox,
who sells pedals, specializes in guitar pedals, bass pedals, effects pedals. We also have more records. We have special... amazing crafts made by two ladies in this band, Chrissy and Lauren.
Yeah. I was going to say that this, what is it called? Chaos Factor or something
chaos
like that?
Chaos Factor, because we like chaos. No, we'll have a bunch of good, cool stuff. Like if you like creepy things like bones Halloween and stuff, we have a whole bunch of stuff that will be great for your Halloween decorations.
And these are, I'm pretty sure everything's reasonably priced.
Oh yeah, everything's under like $20.
And if it's not, then I was going to say that's
not a flea market if it's
no, everything's under $20.
If it's not,
and it's handmade, guys.
Yeah. Handmade.
And Lady Chief.
Lady Chief Fabric Arts.
Oh my god, I forgot about Lady Chief.
If you want...
She makes the best crocheted little...
Everything. So if you
souvenirs,
want...
Souvenirs, little keepsakes.
So if you want all your rock gods that have sadly passed away in the last year, she has made one for each person.
Yes. I wonder
Bowie,
if she's going to have
Lemmy.
A Tom Petty.
She's working on them.
Yep. She is going to be working on pumpkins, gourds.
Lots of... jack-o'-lanterns, which I put mine out recently, and I was really excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lady Chief is probably crocheting as we speak.
Yeah, she's like furiously. She's yelling. She's yelling at the chief, at Jarvis,
damn it, God,
being like,
"How did you say
Jarvis, do something?
Now I have to make a prince for people."
Why did Tom Petty die?
Yeah. Jesus, I was all caught up.
Now I have to do more work. Yeah.
Seriously.
But it's gonna be a great time.
And I did see that. There's a whole list of people here. Are they displaying art?
That is correct.
Okay. Because I'm looking at the event page on Facebook here. And, we have David Ver, who is a WMFO alum.
Right on. Well, not only are they displaying art, some of them are actually selling their art. So
that was going to be my question.
So you can totally negotiate with them for a reasonable price.
I mean, I know Doug wants to sell. Mm-hmm. So
I'm sure most of them do.
Nicole Tomorrow started that art.
Mm. Yeah, so how many years ago was that?
It was, I don't know, maybe five years ago?
The first one? No, it was longer. It was longer because it was in Alston at the library.
Yes.
Remember?
It was called Drop Your Mic, Pick Up Your Brush.
No, it wasn't. It was called Drop Ya Mic,
Pick Up Ya Paintbrush. And it was all Boston rockers that made art and displayed it, and it was on sale, and it was wildly successful, mm-hmm. and she's been doing it. So we coerced her into doing it for our record release.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And
did she design the cover?
No, that's Nicole Anguish.
That's Nicole. Yeah. All right. I was going to say, it's got to be...
It's a different Nicole.
Tomorrow or Anguish.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, the back is a little collage that Lauren Lorak made.
So I actually posted that on Instagram today.
Oh, you did? Awesome.
These EPs are going to be available Sunday at our show for $5. We are running a special because we have special t-shirts made for this show with the album title, which mm-hmm. is F.U. Let's Party. If you buy the shirt and the new EP, you get a free koozie.
Nice.
What's that price? $25? We like to call it a party pack. It's $25 for a t-shirt, an EP, and a koozie. You can't go wrong.
And a nice...
isn't that cute?
Nice adorable. You already have the merch table display.
Yeah. We're always prepared.
Let's hit up a track from the new EP. Let's hit up a track from the new EP. Which one should we do?
You trying to shut us off?
Let's play... Look at your face. Let's play Slacks.
Yeah.
One of our favorite songs, Saturday Night Slacks.
It's a party anthem.
We wrote it as a competition between us and White Dynamite. It's and a song what? About pants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we won because they broke up. Oh, all right.
We'll get into our competition after you play the song.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Do we have time? I can still fill that 30 seconds.
What was the competition about with
White
Dynamite?
So our friend Hannah Lee tagged us on an Instagram post saying, hey, I have these pair of pants. They're called Saturday Night Slacks made by Lee Jeans. I think this would make a great song. And she's like, I dared Petty Morals or White Dynamite to write a song about Saturday Night Slacks. And I'm like, on it.
And pretty much the song was written within 48 hours.
It was real quick.
All right. Well, then let's hear it.
Pay attention to the lyrics, folks. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
All right. Saturday Night Slacks, 91.5 WMFU.
Then I'm not saying it goes.
right. That is Saturday Night Slacks from the new EP, Q, Let's Party.
Q, Let's Party.
Q.
Yep. Q, Let's Party. Oh, that takes practice.
Q.
Q.
I mean, I kind of learned by hearing that stupid Longview Green Day song where you're going crazy.
Oh, wow.
You know?
That was really good.
You should hear how our producer, Sean McLaughlin, had Chrissy and Jess singing that song. how was it? Eid Slacks? Or Eid Slacks?
Yeah.
Eid Lacks?
Yeah.
Because there was too many S's.
Yeah, there was too many S's.
Hard in the S's.
Yeah.
So it was like, Eid Slacks.
Yeah. That's the stuff that goes into the production that people mm-hmm. don't realize.
All right, just a quick question. What came up? All right. Of course, I only stutter on the air. The title, Q, Let's Party. Mm-hmm. Who came up with that and what brought you to that as the final title?
It's kind of self-explanatory, but it's pretty much.
Any of your EPs could have had that title.
Right. Well, we were doing the food and drink thing for a while, and then I was like, this album is going to be different. Well, the last album was Marked Women, which was slightly different. We just had like a noir theme for
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this was more, hey, what are the songs about? I literally had a silent brainstorm by myself, and it wasn't silent, okay? It was out loud by myself.
At the gym.
Yeah. I'm like, what are the songs about? And they're pretty much like, I'm awesome, you suck, I'm awesome, you suck, let's have fun.
Yeah.
So
Q, Let's Party.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it was very literal, and I was like, this is genius. Wait, maybe it's not. Let me ask the girls. And then when I think I said, you guys like this title, right? So I, you know, they couldn't say no because I was.
Because she was at the gym.
Yeah.
And she bulks
sweaty
up,
and
she'd kill us if we said no.
Yeah,
you know, that's pretty much how we roll. Everything is usually unanimous. Somebody comes up with a brilliant idea, presents it, and everybody agrees.
It just clicks like that.
The way we named our band, it was, you know, any bands out there that are listening, it's usually an excruciating process when people are trying to name bands.
Yeah,
you know, there's even things on the internet, band name generators.
Oh, God.